think this is one of the most shameful episodes of history. And I think every Arab country that supported, voted for, or encouraged the support, the yes vote on this resolution are going to live in infamy. And there can be no historical justification to what they have done. But here is the good news. They are operating at the end of the game. Zionism has been exposed. Israel has proved that it is incapable of achieving political ends using its superior military power. The entire Western world, 67 countries or so, were somehow directly involved in supporting Israel through the genocide, and Gaza is still standing. So I don't think UN Resolution 2803 or 100 other resolutions are going to change the outcome. You just made life unnecessarily more difficult for the Palestinians, and a lot of children are going to die, and a lot of people are going to suffer, and a lot more bombs are going to be dropped on Gaza. But now Israel can say we are doing it with the legitimacy of international law, which is a very strange, ironic kind of reversal of history. And this time around, Arabs and Muslims are unfortunately standing fully on the American and Israeli side.